So, Mike, I know you have a cameo party in LA coming up with, you know, all the cool kids.
Yeah, that's right. I'm excited to let you know how things go.
And you got in by owning a Cameo Pass NFT, is that right?
That's exactly right.
But I thought, you know, NFTs are just JPEGs.
Yeah, right. You're just supposed to save as, and then, you know, it's the same thing as owning the NFT, right? I actually didn't understand it all until I realized that I could use one of these NFTs to actually get in at an exclusive party in Beverly Hills. That kind of changed my thinking.
Yeah, so you could do that and a whole lot more, I guess, by holding these NFTs. So we're going to take a look through some of the more, let's say, exotic use cases for NFTs so we can fully understand the power of them. And then we're going to follow you to Beverly Hills next week.
All right. Well, let's roll that intro.
Welcome to Rocketship.fm.
Rocketship FM is produced in partnership with Product Collective.
We are your hosts, Michael Sacca.
And I'm Mike Belsito.
This episode is sponsored by Porkbun.com. Porkbun is a refreshingly different domain name registrar that's different from the other ones like GoDaddy or Namecheap. They've got low prices on hundreds of different domain extensions. They've got everything from .com domains to really cool ones like .pro, .dev, .xyz. Every domain name at Porkbun comes with tons of freebies too, like SSL certificate, Whois privacy, DNS, URL forwarding, and hosting trials. Because why pay for things that should be free, right? All these incredible features and tools are backed by incredible support, 365 days a year, and more five-star reviews on Trustpilot from real customers than anyone else. Look, you can get $1 off your next domain name from Porkbun and see why they're the best domain name registrar around by using our code. Just go to porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. That's porkbun, porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. You'll save $1 on your next domain.
As AI continues to revolutionize our world, there's a critical conversation we can't ignore: AI safety and security. And that's where HackerOne's AI red teaming comes into play, rigorously testing AI models to prevent them from being misled or exploited. HackerOne employs over 2 million ethical hackers, and 750 of them specialize in prompt hacking and other AI security and testing. So HackerOne isn't just theorizing, they're actively safeguarding AI's future. Just recently, a team unearthed over 100 vulnerabilities in just 2 weeks. So whether you're at the helm of a startup or steering product innovation at a large company, it's time to prioritize AI security. Visit HackerOne.com/AI for more. Again, HackerOne.com/AI.
This episode is brought to you by Gigantic. At Gigantic, you can level up your product skills through live, small group, cohort-based trainings. We're incredibly excited to welcome you to our next cohort of our product strategy training, kicking off in January of 2024. This course will take you through the frameworks that product leaders use at companies like eBay, DoorDash, Groupon, Rent the Runway, in order to scale their teams. It's taught by Ben Foster, a friend of this podcast, who is the former chief product officer at Whoop. So come join us. Go to gigantic.is. That's gigantic.is. And save your seat for our January cohort. Your potential is gigantic, and we're here to help you reach it. Go to gigantic.is to reserve your seat today. So you probably saw the news recently about the Bored Ape Yacht Club's new movie. Here's a clip from the Crypto Break Room show on YouTube, kind of dropping the news.
So I love it when the crypto market has great collabs, and this is one of the best ones I've seen this year. So Coinbase being one of the biggest platforms out there for cryptocurrency, definitely one of the biggest exchanges, has partnered with Bored Ape, the biggest NFT project going on right now. And they partnered in a way you might have never thought of. It definitely caught me by surprise. So earlier today, Coinbase made this announcement. No caption, just the post that said, "Something is coming, probably nothing."
Yes, that's right. And in this post, they tagged all of the Bored Ape Yacht Club Twitter accounts and speculators went crazy.
And shortly after, they dropped a trailer that announced that the Bored Ape Yacht Club is getting its own film trilogy. That's three, with crypto exchange Coinbase actually behind the camera and production.
So they've already committed to three movies based on the hit NFTs.
That's right. And the first of the three installments for the series of these animated short films, the DGen trilogy, will premiere at NFT.nyc in June, with the NFT community of apes and non-apes alike having a say in parts of the film's plot.
And this is the part where we see the utility of NFTs really come into play. As Bored Ape owners, they're invited to submit their apes for consideration as characters in the trilogy, along with made-up character descriptions that'll be reviewed by an actual Hollywood casting director.
So if you're the owner of a Bored Ape, you get the exclusive chance to build your character's personality for inclusion in the movie. Generally, the utilities we're seeing are extension of things that kind of already exist, right? Like a ticket, for instance. But I don't know, this is unlike any utility we've ever seen before, like NFT or not.
Now, it's worth noting that the quality bar is still being maintained by the producers, in this case, Coinbase. So it's not guaranteed that each NFT ape holder will be able to have their character and ideas written into the movie.
That's right. It's just an opportunity to participate. It's not a guarantee.
Okay, so after their release, the films will be wallet-gated on the Coinbase website, with users having to create a Coinbase wallet before they are able to actually view them. Now, this is obviously Coinbase's big acquisition strategy to launch their much-anticipated Coinbase wallet.
And I'm not sure how the license agreements will be drafted, but the characters that are used in the movie, they could actually earn royalties, as Bored Ape collectors have 100% of the monetization rights to these characters.
Yeah, it reminds me of what Universal Music Group is putting together with a Bored Ape music supergroup.
That's right. The project created by 1022 PM's founder Celine Joshua in collaboration with Jimmy McNeils, a leading NFT collector who apparently provided the apes for the group.
Now, 1022 is a new Web3-focused label that exists under the Universal Music Group umbrella.
So they've purchased or they've licensed three Bored Apes and one Mutant Ape to create this Bored Ape group. I guess it'll be like a guerrilla-style project. They're calling it Kingship.
I mean, who knows? It could possibly work. I have no idea.
It could. But what's interesting is the holders of these NFTs have the opportunity to develop and monetize these characters. Say the Kingship group takes off much like the Gorillas did. Well, Universal could theoretically sell off the rights to any of these characters individually as a part of that NFT contract.
Or maybe a more exciting example would be that an NFT holder is able to build a following around their ape and then sell or license that character to someone like the Universal Music Group.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for these NFT holders to create value for their investments. And the larger Bored Ape Yacht Club brand, or their parent company, Yuga Labs, is incentivized to continue creating value like this because,
well, I'm not really sure, actually.
Okay, well, the first release of Bored Apes, they netted around $2 million. While the second, which was the Mutant Apes, they made around $96 million. Then the studio also, they generate revenue whenever a secondary sale happens. So if someone sells their ape on Rarible or OpenSea, Yuga Labs makes 2.5% of that sale. And that's just written into the smart contract. It's automatically delivered. Now, these Bored Apes in their lifetime have sold over $3 billion in lifetime trading volume. So the founders of Yuga Labs have already managed to collect another $60 million in secondary sale income. Additionally, the studio would also receive a portion of the revenue generated through other secondary transactions. This could be like royalty fees from music sales or other content associated with the apes. A leaked pitch deck revealed that Yuga Labs generated $137 million from secondary transactions alone in 2021.
Okay, that is definitely crazy. But we have a lot of ground to cover here. So why don't we take a quick break now, and we will be back with more right after.
When Rainn Wilson realized he had a special gift for talking people to sleep, he had two choices: construct a massive speaker that would blast his voice to every person in the country, or invent a talking pillow. AT&T Business eventually talked him into the pillow thing. And, backed by a reliable network, the only network with built-in security controls, Sleep with Rainn was a hit. Take your ideas to the moon and beyond at business.att.com. That's business.att.com. www.att.com. So before the break, we were discussing some of the additional utilities that NFTs can hold.
Yeah, monetization rights, access, even the exclusive rights to have your character be a part of a Hollywood movie.
Now, how about land rights?
Sure, why not?
There was just a huge announcement that was made once again from the Bored Ape Yacht Club team, Yuga Labs, confirming a metaverse that they are creating. Yuga Labs, the creators of Bored Ape Yacht Club, have just announced they are creating a metaverse which is going to be called The Other Side. And there is going to be land that will be involved with this metaverse right here. This has caused a wave of conversation throughout the NFT space, and a lot of people have just become extremely excited for this land release that has been confirmed by Yuga Labs to be dropping here in April.
Yuga Labs' grand metaverse plan will kick off the sale of virtual land in the form of NFTs, which will be linked to plots in the metaverse game. These plots will contain distinct traits such as natural resources, artifacts, and in some case, rare characters.
In total, 200,000 plots will be distributed, and Yuga hopes to raise $178 million in addition to secondary sale proceeds.
Now, that's digital space, right? I think we kind of understand that. But what about physical space? I'm talking trustless property titles.
There's actually a European-based startup, Proppy, that's connecting an NFT with a physical property that allows for straightforward usage and easy collateral. Actually, here's Adam from Proppy explaining a bit more about this.
People reach out and say, hey, what's the benefit of NFTing your home, selling your home as an NFT on the Proppy.com marketplace? And I'm going to talk a little bit about the sell side. So if I'm a seller, if I'm a homeowner, wanted to transact, sell my home, what's the benefit? So there are a couple main points that I always talk about. One is, from the sell side, I have 100% control of the process. So what I mean by that is, I list my home as an NFT on the Proppy.com marketplace. Within that listing packet, I've got the appraisal already done. I've got the inspection already done. I've got all of my legal and title and escrow docs already done. I place the home into the NFT on the platform. If I go to sell that house at the date of transaction, that's the date of closing. When my house goes live on the marketplace, the end of that day, I get funded wallet to wallet.
It's pretty crazy. Proppy offers a transaction platform with which each NFT comes with access to ownership transferred paperwork. The first Proppy-hosted NFT auction sold an apartment for 36 ETH, or $96,000, at the time of the sale.
Okay, so clearly, NFTs are more than just JPEGs. They could be a whole new way of storing and transferring value of anything.
Yeah, and then there are projects that are more fun, like blockchain socks. So here's a clip from Gail from the YouTube channel Hyperchange on this innovative idea.
What up, Hyperchange? Welcome to another episode. Today we are talking about an insane story. I can't even believe that happened, but I have to tell you because I just got to document this. This is a crypto investment that I made 3 years ago that was a wallet that I lost, that I re-got access to, and that has turned out to be the best investment of my whole life in terms of percentage. Probably will never ever be topped. So I gotta tell you the story. It's mind-boggling. So take you back. I want to say summer, mid-2018, crypto boom has already passed. We sort of hit that peak 2017 crypto wave. One of my friends, Mike Demarai, huge shout out. He deserves like the biggest shout out because none of this would have happened without him. And he's an amazing person to follow for crypto schemes. So we meet up at his Brooklyn apartment. We're like, yo, let's go to McCarran Park, talk about crypto, start scheming. So one of our ideas that we've always talked about is, how do you get collectible streetwear on the blockchain? You know, growing up in New York, seeing the Supreme line every day when I'm rocking around NYU campus, it's just massive line out the block for the Supreme t-shirts, to get these limited edition t-shirts. And, you know, someone who's been collecting sneakers, has bought a ton of fake sneakers, has gotten scammed, but loves this game of collecting limited edition streetwear. And I think this is the future of everything. Look at what Yeezys is doing. You know, the Jordan resale market is worth billions of dollars. Look at watches. Just this entire idea that collectibles are art and streetwear and sneakers are slowly getting into that echelon, and there's so much excitement there. And so Mike goes, dude, you know how we've been talking about that? Well, guess what? There's this new thing called Unisocks, these crypto socks, because we've always been talking about, you know, what are the use cases for smart contracts and the blockchain authentication? You know, you can verify that this is yours, it's a legitimate one. I mean, isn't this perfect for sneakers and Yeezys and Supreme drops and all of this limited edition collectible stuff should be on the blockchain so we can verify that it's legit and trade it digitally, not IRL. This is an insane breakthrough, right? And so Mike's like, yo, there's these socks that were like 12 or 15 bucks. Now they're trading for 60 or 55 bucks. And they're these purple Unisocks. I thought they were swag. I love the design. I was like, okay, these are kind of cool. And they were launched by this crypto exchange called Uniswap. And he's like, dude, this is it. This is a tokenized sock. This is Yeezys on the blockchain, but it's not Yeezys. It's socks, but it's technology. This is incredible breakthrough because it's the first ever time we've had a real life limited edition physical good sort of IPO on the Ethereum blockchain. And the way this works and why the Unisocks were so amazing is because you didn't have to buy the sock. You bought the token. So you bought the rights to one sock. There's only 500 pairs ever made, right? So you get the rights to one of these socks and you don't have to redeem it. So that token, that socks token, is tradable. And then when you want to redeem it, and I want, so if I want to, you know, all these Yeezys come out and let's say 50% of the Yeezys people are just holding on to as an investment or for their closet for wearing in a future date. So 50% of them people are buying, but they're just holding at their house, storing, losing value, not being stored perfectly, counterparty risk, all of that stuff. Just like not insured. It's really difficult, right? But imagine if that 50% that was used to collect, that was used to invest, could be traded as a token and you didn't have to take possession of that physical asset. That would be an amazing breakthrough in the friction of this entire market.
Okay, so the Unisocks is a really fun experiment, but what it showcased was the power of owning an NFT. It can be transferable to physical products.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick break and then we'll be right back with more.
Okay, so before the break, we were discussing how NFTs could be utilized for physical objects, such as socks.
Yeah, it's a bit silly, but it illustrates the power and utility of an NFT. So the way it works is the NFT acts as a redeemable token that can be bought and sold infinitely.
But once one of the holders wants to redeem that token for a physical good, they burn the token or delete it so that no one else can own it. And in exchange, they're sent the physical good it represents.
This opens up a whole new world for managing like collectibles, right? Like Gal was saying in that Hyperchange clip, this could be used for shoe collectors or art collectors, Pokemon cards, really anything.
Okay, so what happened with that Unisock project? Gal from Hyperchange buys the sock originally for $60, and then a couple of years go by.
And I check the price of these Unisocks, and I see Mike tweeting, and he's like, bro, $4,000 for a price of the sock. And I'm like, dude, was that the sock I bought for 60 bucks? Like, lo and behold, it's become a total cult thing in the Ethereum network. It validated this incredible, you know, Yeezys on the blockchain theory of limited edition streetwear that could be tokenized and then sold and then be traded as a liquid asset. Now the market cap is millions of dollars of these socks. I think about 185 of them have been redeemed. So there's only about 300 or so that are actually left ready to be redeemed as the tokens. The supply's decreasing and they're trading for $4,000. They're getting hype. Everybody's talking about them. Next thing, even fast forward to like the Coinbase IPO, you see one of the Coinbase founders rocking the Unisocks on the IPO video as a flex. Like, it was just getting into pop culture. That happened earlier, but still. And I'm like, oh my God, Mike, I'm losing my shit. Like, you know, these socks, I lost the wallet. I traded in my iPhone. I don't even have access to it. And he's like, bro, you better find that piece of paper. So long story short, I forget about it because I'm on the West Coast. I'm like, oh, when I get back to New York, I'll search in my closet and find this little scribbled piece of paper and get my wallet and have a Unisock. And not only was it a Unisock that was worth $4,000, but the exchange Uniswap that created the Unisock, it's airdrop, basically gave a present to all the Unisock buyers or holders of 1,000 UNI tokens. And now Uniswap was blowing up, so those 1,000 UNI tokens were worth a couple $1,000. So all of a sudden, my $60 investment is worth like $8,000, and I'm just losing all, but I don't have access to this wallet. Like, this account I'm locked into that I put $60 in, now it's just mind-boggling.
So he eventually finds the code, and he's able to redeem the socks.
When a socks holder wants to redeem their token for a physical pair of Unisocks, like we discussed, the token's burned, reducing the number in circulation. While holders might be hesitant to burn their tokens to receive a non-durable good like a pair of socks, Uniswap incentivizes holders by sending them an NFT once they've redeemed their socks.
Unlike physical items, which can't really be displayed to a large audience like you can online, the Unisocks NFT enables socks redeemers to show that they have ownership all across the internet since they burned the NFT, right? So there's platforms like Showtime, Gallery, Lazy.com, building out ways to showcase these NFTs so you can show off, you know, to all the cool kids on the internet how cool you really are.
And so this fun experiment by Uniswap inspired a whole host of projects like Zora, Foundation, the St. Fame DAO, while they're helping to push forward the concept of a limited edition physical goods on the blockchain, making it easier for collectors to store their collections without necessarily needing to always store the physical good.
Well, I think you have a party to get to.
Yeah, I should probably start packing. I don't know. What do you wear to an NFT party? I have no idea.
I don't know. We should probably call someone and ask. I can't wait to hear what stories you bring back.
Well, hopefully that'll be in next week's episode.
Until then, for Mike Belcito, I'm Michael Sacca, and this is Rocketship.fm. Thank you so much for listening to Rocketship.fm. It is your support that keeps the show going. If you can, take a second and leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps out the show so much. We're also part of the Podglomerate Network, and if you'd like to listen to more great shows from the Podglomerate, go to thepodglomerate.com to see the full show listings.
Rocketship.fm is produced in partnership with Product Collective, a community for product people. Go to productcollective.com and get access to our weekly newsletter, live video interviews, Slack community, product job board, and a whole lot more. Again, just go to productcollective.com.